Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The year 2009 will come to a close tonight, but before we head into 2010, let's listen back over the year gone by in Massachusetts. Here are some of the voices of those who made news and those who felt its impact in 2009.
Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met.
To see this black man be elected president is just mind-boggling to me. It's mind-boggling. It is so wonderful to see where we are as a nation.
When I was growing up, we were forbidden from calling ourselves poor. My grandmother taught us to say we were broke because broke, she said, is temporary.
Nobody's untouchable. I've been doing this for 34 years, so I've been through a lot of these ups and downs, and some are worse than others. The difference is the light at the end of the tunnel. It doesn't seem to be coming as quickly as the other downturns have turned around.
Just like it says on the back of the dollar, you know, in God we trust, they're saying in the Massachusetts government we trust. But when they tell me that they need money, they have to show me what's going on for me to actually believe that.
Every decision that I have ever made as the speaker or as a state representative was always made in the best interests of my constituents and of the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
It's a scary time right now, but that didn't bother him. You know, he wanted to do it. Kid was proud to serve his country, and I'm glad he did.
I think maybe this brought home for us in this community the horror of what the war is actually doing to people all over the country. This has become a war that has a very silent face. We're not sacrificing.
They're all way too young. It's time to bring them home.
We want to find these cases. We want to have sort of a high sensitivity. We want to explore every possible situation that might be swine flu. We don't want to limit that, but that also means that most of what we investigate is not going to be swine flu.
Seems like some schools, mostly private schools, are closing down when they have one or two cases, and clearly we have a more serious outbreak and they're choosing not to.
I don't think maybe it's as serious as it is, but sometimes when I think about it that they actually have cases here, then I'm like, oh.
Hanging Bernie Madoff by the neck and feel dead is too good for him.
I certainly think that there is a fantastic amount that has not come out. I mean, we know nothing.
He's just one down and many more to go. He's the linchpin. He's the kingpin. But he had so many helpers, and I really want to see them take the fall, too.
The Boston Newspaper Guild will take all necessary steps to pursue and reach a fair and livable agreement with the Times Company. We will also oppose the company's drastic an extreme move to implement a 23% wage cut through any legal means necessary.
We would like to make one final pitch to those out there who may have been a victim of robbery at the hands of Philip Markoff, especially those who have used Craigslist.
The stimulus bill is akin to declaring a gold rush. And as with the gold rush, there wasn't all that much gold. Not that many people got rich off the gold, but it sure as heck led a lot of people to move west.
I don't think it'll be immediate relief, but I think with time, things will hopefully pan out. To see that the banks are in such a hardship, it's like, wow, if it can happen to the banks, it can really happen to anyone, you know?
The work begins anew. The hope rises again. And the dream lives on.
You know, it's very difficult to share a father with as big a family as the Kennedys are. Every single one of my brothers and sisters needed a father, and we gained one through Uncle Teddy.
As we drove through the Boston that he loved and saw the thousands of people who loved him back, I realized that it was our final history trip together. Now Teddy has become a part of history, and we have become the ones who have to do all the things he would have done for us, for each other, and for our country.
And in the 1980 campaign, my dad often quoted Robert Frost at the conclusion of every stump speech to indicate that he had to go on to another political event. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, and I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
I feel like a member of the family has died. I mean, I only met Ted Kennedy and shook his hand a couple of times, but he just was always, always fighting for us.
I don't think anyone will ever replace what Ted Kennedy has done or what Ted Kennedy would have done for the state. Just like you think of so many bills and laws that have been passed through Massachusetts, and his fingerprints are on so many of them.
Healthcare reform. This is a big issue. It's a complicated issue, and it impacts every single person in this country.
I'm more afraid of how much it will cost me time and money than actually being sick.
Complacency is the highest hurdle we face. Let us fend off the temptation to rest on past accomplishments or to walk in familiar paths.
They said that women don't have much luck in Massachusetts politics. And we believed that it was quite possible that that luck was about to change, and change it did tonight.
I'm the Republican in this race. You may not have heard of me before because all the focus has been on the other side, where the candidates are competing for the title of the most liberal.
If what we had was the sprint to the Senate in the primary, we're now going to have the 50-yard dash. This is going to be over in the blink of an eye.
Our retrospective of 2009 was produced by WBUR's Margaret Evans. On our website, WBUR.org, check out the interactive timeline of the year's big stories that we've assembled with sound and pictures.